Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Get the hell out of the studio and stay out! Valeni. Oh, hi, Bogey. How are you? I'm talking to Wooly.
I was going to say, why did Wooly deserve that? My goodness.
No, the poor kid. He didn't.
Oh.
You know what I realized? Did you listen to the little Valeni show?
I listened to a portion of it. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to dedicate all four hours.
No.
Who has that time?
We're very busy. We have things to do. It did dawn on me, although it's dawned on me long ago, that only college football does this to people. Only college football
does what?
Does
makes you drink gin?
No. The vitriol, the misshaping of arguments, the selective memories, the hypocrisy, the nastiness, all of it. It is college football at its finest.
Honestly, isn't it just like what we're dealing with politically in America right now?
Isn't that the perfect representation of
what college football
Everybody
is?
Just picks their own sides of their own numbers. And of course, no surprise, Valeni completely misrepresented what my discussion was about with Jamie and Stoney this morning. And then I think I proved myself correct, more or less. But that's what happens in these debates, especially rivalry debates and political debates.
And people just use, you know, facts that they want to present to support their own argument and ignore other things that could actually be used against them because they're trying to promote their own side. Yes.
But the difference with college football arguments, and this is why we have fun with it, but it's not empirical data, is it's based on opinions. Like we spent hours arguing about an opinion, not facts. It was like, well, would you rather win this game or this game? Well, no, I'd rather. Well, most people would rather win this. Well, it's unprovable. Like, unless there's like an election and you elect which one you want, which game you want to win, it's unprovable, which makes it unending.
Well, it's been a long day for you. It started with Wednesdays with Wojo on the big old Jamie and Stoney show this morning. I actually heard the conversation, and I want to start with this because they had a couple of callers. Well, they had one caller, and then you created a fake caller whose name is Biff. But
no, it wasn't their caller. It was a friend of Stoney's named Craig.
Oh, excuse me.
A Michigan State fan who declared, I'd rather beat Michigan than go to the Big Ten championship game.
And that's kind of what got the ball rolling with this entire conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So Wojo declared that Michigan State would absolutely rather beat Michigan than what, win the Big Ten?
No. Go to the Big Ten title game.
Just like I declared
that at this stage, Michigan would rather beat Michigan State or Ohio State than a guaranteed spot in the Big Ten title game.
See,
that's what rivalries mean.
I think for this year alone, it's the opposite. Okay, and look, if you do want to hit on this, Michigan State fans, both sides are welcome on the Bogey and Wojo show. The phone number is 248-539-9797. A lot of ticket texts I'm sure we can get to at 97136. You say that Michigan State would rather have a win over Michigan than going to Indianapolis. No guarantee they win the conference championship, okay?
I mean, like, generally speaking. I'm not saying, like, specifically this year, just in general. And now it has become that way for Michigan, too.
See, I think it's the complete opposite right now. Now, and again, it changes with every given year. It changes with every different era or every different coaching staff, I think, because it depends on how recently you've beaten them. It depends on how recently you've won a Big Ten conference.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that this year specifically, it's changed. For Michigan State, I think most people would rather go to the Big Ten championship and have a shot to get another Big Ten title and maybe get back to a college football playoff Because what was Michigan State's program just a couple of years ago? It was dead. They were 3-9. It was done. D'Antonio had lost the team. It was over. And then they come back and prove themselves 9-3, win over Michigan. They're trying to revalidate themselves atop the Big Ten Conference, and beating Michigan isn't the way to do that. They've been there, done that. They would love it. Don't get me wrong. Michigan State fans love stomping on Michigan.
But you can't just dismiss that. Don't get me wrong. They'd love it.
Getting back to a Big Ten championship after the 3-9 debacle is way more important to Michigan State fans this year than I think it has been in the past. On Michigan's side, I want to be clear, Michigan's been getting their ass kicked for a decade by both Michigan State and Ohio State. Okay? We know that, right?
Yes, we know that.
This specific year, Michigan fans would absolutely take wins over Michigan State or Ohio State instead of going to a Big Ten championship
game. Just like Michigan State fans would take a win over Michigan instead of a Big Ten championship game.
It's
yes, they would.
At this point.
No,
it's
it doesn't
Michigan
have to be flipped. It doesn't
that.
Have to be one or the other. It's both.
I disagree.
It's 100% both. And I base that on Craig, who was Stoney's friend this morning from the morning show.
Can you do your Biff voice?
And I did Biff. Okay, Craig is the Michigan State fan, Stoney's friend, who said, you know what? I'd rather beat Michigan again than go to the Big Ten title game. They have gone to 3 Big Ten title games. It's not like it'd be the first time. And then I created the Michigan fan, Biff. Biff, and there's these Michigan fans out there that say, no, I'd still rather beat Notre Dame or Ohio State than beat Michigan State and go to the Big Ten title game. And I think they're lying. I think whoever the anti-Biff is, the other Michigan fan, in an honest moment, I do think they would admit that they'd have to beat Michigan State or Ohio State more than go to the Big Ten title.
They've done it. Michigan State has made Harbaugh look like a damn fool.
No, I'm talking about Michigan.
No, I'm just saying, as far as the Michigan State comment is actually concerned, they've embarrassed Jim Harbaugh. They've slowed the process of him having success at Michigan. Again, I think Michigan State is looking for a revalidation, getting back to the Big Ten championship, maybe winning another championship. Michigan,
I don't think they need a revalidation. Last year was a huge rebound. I don't think they need a revalidation.
You're
patronizing them.
They'd much rather have a trip to Indianapolis with a chance to go to the college football playoff than yet another win over Harbaugh. You just said yourself.
I don't think that's true.
Gotten to the Big Ten championship game. They've done that. They've beaten Michigan more than they've gotten to a Big Ten championship game. They've beaten Michigan more than they've gotten to a college football playoff.
Yeah, but if you get to a Big Ten championship game and you lose to, like, Wisconsin or Iowa, there's no repercussion.
Why would they lose?
There's no repercussion. Winning or losing against your in-state rival, there is a year-long repercussion.
You're so wrong here. 248-539-9797. A lot of people want to talk about this. Let's get to a phone call first, okay?
Sure,
Eric,
why not?
In Hamburg, you're on 97 on the ticket. Are you a Craig or are you a Biff?
I'm neither. I'm a longtime Buckeye fan.
Where's your coach today?
I think I have some relevant perspective here. I, as a Buckeye fan, knowing the rivalry, you know, is so intense with Blue, I would rather beat Michigan than go to a Big Ten championship game. Losing to them is the most awful thing I can think of, and winning the Big Ten championship game is great, but it's not as awesome as beating Michigan every year.
And that's from a Buckeye fan who's won 12 of the last 13. Huh, that's interesting. Maybe that's a real rivalry then.
Not right now.
The Ohio State fan is saying, right? You'd rather beat Michigan, right?
I'd rather beat Michigan than go to a Big Ten championship.
Eric, it says here on the call screener that you're actually in Hamburg. Are you sure you're not outside of the building that Urban Meyer and the Board of Trustees are meeting at right now, deciding his fate? Are you sure you're not tailgating there?
I am. I can confirm I am not outside the building.
Okay.
I am here in the state of Michigan, constantly pushing refresh.
Yeah, that damn thing is still going on. That they've had pizza ordered. The AD, Gene Smith, just arrived about an hour ago to the Board of Trustees meeting. It's bizarre.
It's been like, 9 hours now?
Yes.
Okay, so what series on Netflix do you think they're binge-watching in there? Because they're not actually accomplishing anything, right? They're not talking about anything.
I think they're just watching Michigan-Ohio State highlight tapes, right?
No, they're watching Hard Knocks.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
They're all Browns fans. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Are you with Wojo here? You think that, you know what? Both Michigan and Michigan State would absolutely rather beat their rivals than get to the Big Ten championship game.
Just get there, not guaranteeing a win. Because I've heard people say, oh, you don't want a Big Ten championship? No, I'm not saying that. Yeah, it does.
For this specific year, Michigan State wants to revalidate their program. They want to get back there and prove that they're not done yet under Mark D'Antonio. For Michigan, they can go to Indianapolis next year, the year after that. They have to beat Michigan State and Ohio State.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.